The 15th of December 1978 taping, after reading a little bit more of Graves' passage towards the end about GR supplying its own initial and boundary conditions. Nothing could be more fundamentally, methodologically misconceived than the idea which seems to underlie this, and which is perhaps the reason why, which leads Hooker, basing some of his remarks on this subject on the methodological orientation of great mathematicians in the past, on the perceived conceptual opposition, the connection with to fundamentally present to our intuition as too fundamentally opposed at the most general possible level of level of the most general possible conceptions of order, rather possibility of distilling a alternative most general possible notion of order, a kind of order being counted in reality, where the forms of mathematical description of reality are derived from mathematical theories, mathematical structures, which are treated as proper part of overall scientific theory. Very programmatic notion. The remarks of Dedekind, for instance, basing himself on these remarks about introduction of numbers, perceive distinction between objects and the world, kind of opposition there between that and a fundamentally monistic ontology, which, as I say, nothing could be more fundamentally misconceived than to basing the remarks, so basing one's heuristic perceptions, heuristic indications of utility of particular sort of orientation research moves, suggested by qualitative features, a suite of structures which will, closure principles, for instance, which will directly reflect the qualitative features of the structures involved that are grasped, see the remarks about structural properties and collections and extension in Pfefferman's essay. The idea that level of reality, the level, description of this level discussed in GR and Graves might include everything. The power of the theory, insofar as its theoretical cosmology is its province, to include within its domain not only sort of dynamical initial conditions, but as well as the idea of the theory can supply its own initial dynamical conditions. And here we encounter the connection, here we see the connection with the overall metaphysical or heuristic perspective supplied by metaphysical assumption, metaphysical assumptions of Sachs' model, as he discusses, is the heuristic influence perceived by, exercised by completely closed system, the idea of a totally closed system. Mathematical description shall reflect this totally closed system in such a, as it would be such a character that the question of individual identities, mathematical entities, Leibnizian, as posed for set theories, posed by questions about axiom of regularity, for instance, axiom of extensionality, and there's posed as suggested as a sort of still valid perspective contrast between morphic conception of identity and the circle substantival and perception of conception, as discussed in Hooker and regarded as still valid. Actually, this is the history of mathematics indicates this sort of fundamental. This orientation approach is fundamentally misconceived because, see, for instance, the contrast between infinitistic algebra, algebra of infinitistic quantity, infinitistic algebra of discrete quantity. is the kind pursued by Leibniz in his discussion of the continuum. The view of the continuum, after all, was originally connected with the analysis of the structure of space and time, as defined within a short initial segment of the cumulative hierarchy. Compare the orientation of the category theoretical view of the continuum. The category theoretical view of the continuum. Some of Lovier's remarks about domains of variation, Boolean structure, defined for the most general case of identity itself, the elementary theories, the theorems of the category sets, the axioms of the category sets, the idea of choice functions as the internal structure of the objects as not obstructing the existence of choice functions. To compare the remarks about Boolean structure, compare the remarks about Boolean structure referred to the idea of something outside the orientation supplied by remarks about continuous identity in terms of completely clear system. See the remarks about topoi. Anyway, assuming that this level of generality won't work, what we're going to say, the error, the fundamental methodological error, compare, for instance, the paper in JMP about extrinsic and connection of the extrinsic treatment of curvature in GR global embedding theorems with Goedeker's paper with the parameters able to characterize particles. Compare, for instance, use of parameters characterized particles to derive theorems about the structure of space-time. Suggestion of theoretical cosmologies applying from a level in which qualitative features and models still grasped as fundamentally significant, extrapolating from qualitative features. Continued validity of characterizing the structure of a foreign level, such that we may say, well, the picture of physical reality presented at this level is one completely monistic. Of course, we analyze the notion of change in time, progression, demanded account of progression. It seems rather that the notion of individual identity, at least as used in mathematics, lies deeper. It's absolutely required for maths to get off the ground, but it does seem at the same time a scientific realist account of mathematics that got off the ground, entered at the level from Piaget's account of recognition of isomorphism of objects in the world. If this is fundamentally misleading, it's a clue to the account of fundamental nature of reality. Should not the mathematical structures within which to formulate this account of the functional relationships between quantities respect to quantities which appear in the fundamental laws, but where these laws are taken to be dynamical laws, but of course if dynamics itself regarded as the idea that we could say it's a level which can actually supply its own initial conditions and boundary conditions, compare the idea that the condition is methodologically misconceived and that the initial conditions under consideration will just be regarded as brute facts and linear. View the sort of linearity involved in the notion of identity in terms of which progress. The notion of difference between stages of temporal process as something absolute. Compare that is, say, Böhm's remarks about space and time. We should perhaps regard the relation of supervenience between a non-particular mathematical structures, whose development is guided by entirely internal autonomous considerations. But within these internal autonomous considerations, we can detect, for instance, see all remarks about twister theory, recognize, for instance, developments which, with respect, for instance, to the structure of the continuum, regard, for instance, the real numbers as not the most the object best adapted given our present qualitative perceptions of, for instance, of the significance of a particular mathematical structure of a particular mathematical object that would twist us, in terms of which we hope to be able to offer a completely unified account of both elementary particles and the structure of space-time. The remarks there are about the need for generalization of this, which lead us to, for instance, the requirement for nonlinear sheaf theory. Nonlinear sheaves have implications for the sort of kind of models of Arkenstrahl of quantifiers, with intuitive Arkenstrahl of quantifiers in terms of domain of variation, domain of set theory should necessarily provide the domain of values of variables, the count of that in Arkenstrahl of quantification. Compare the business about names, but the point there is that complete causal theory of reference, idea of embedding account of quantifiers in a causal theory of reference, the suggestion of a single initial existential quantifier, physical theory, which would include such, which of course, by implication, the question of supplying its own boundary conditions. That presumably would violate the count of the quantification as offered by Dummett. See more remarks about this. Right, this tape is made on the 16th of December 1978, after Dr. Tower's visit to see my father, and consists of reflections on the remarks in various papers in the Philosophy of Logic, the Proceedings of the Bristol Symposium of 1974, edited by Stefan Kerner. Now, separate first remarks. Apropos of Lajewski's paper, it does appear that, from the point of view of certain perspectives which we might adopt, or which might suggest themselves as certain questions which, if we regard them as being significant, unrestricted, less significant, provide the ontological perspective, provide perspective from which to view the relationships between the kinds of answers to the kinds of questions that are, that make up what Hooker calls an ontologizing of the world, an ontologizing perspective, metaphysical assumptions, set of metaphysical assumptions, bringing in questions about the for instance, in the questions about many-valued logic, perspective which seems to possess some attraction. There's a parallel, you may say, Scott, that there's a parallel, there's a further extension of this perspective, which exercised an attraction for pre-modern logicians, for ontologists. and which consists in simulating the semantical, conceptual consequence, logical consequence to the syntactic, suggests the syntactic structures of, in this case, mathematical theory, as directly mirroring, directly reflecting the ontologizing world. See Hooker's remarks and how that perspective of Hooker's got off the ground. Her remarks about we've got the possible world semantics approach to the explication of quantified modal logic the sentential context is providing the key to the traditional conception of the sentential context, providing the key to analysis of necessity. The context simulating the predicative predicate operator, the sentential operator. Question: what are the objects associated with propositional functions? Higher order entities, determinate attributes, universals. Are here viewed as sets of well-indexed sets of individuals, some of which correspond to essential properties, say the form of natural pairs, species, substances, compare terms, form of species, the functor, form of species, world-indexed sets are coextensive, modified by the idea of existence. Again, a particular ontological perspective on which already supplies ontological presuppositions in which involves particular sort of ontology as well has already entered. You may consider that a perspective which supplies particular ontologizing predisposes us towards particular kind of ontological answer to ontological questions has already entered. When we discuss, for instance, the objects associated with propositional functions, the analysis of propositional function itself, the atomicity, presupposing the atomicity of propositions, there's no connection between the sense of propositions. The idea that discovery of identities, the idea that the discovery of identities including the kind of discovery of identities to which a thoroughgoing causal theory of reference leads us to suppose is possible, the kind of discovery of necessary identities of predicate modifier. This fits in very well with treatment of Dirac as a predicate modifier, fits in very well with the discovery of necessary identity, how this discovery of necessary identity between higher order entities, abstract entities. That's to say, the discovery, when we consider the form which the discovery, in which the discovery of such identities occurs, No. Unfortunately, you didn't press the right button, the record button, and you've missed rather a lot. About 10 minutes or so of the tape, which contains some very important material. The form in which the discovery of these identities occurs. In fact, the form in which the discovery of, these identities occurs is one which involves attention to, for instance, the yes, we postulate the. This is a separate recording made on the 17th of December in the morning. I prepare for Putnam on the one hand, if we're to quantify over the entities, but regard quantification as expressing its essential commitment, with regard to quantify over the entities required for the specification, quantify over the entities required for the specification of mathematical structures, satisfied, required for the specification of physical laws, laws of which the postulated entities physical theories actually obey. Topic coming up now. Equivalent, according to Putnam's remark, about defining properties by means of relationship of equivalence, according to the laws of mathematics, are functional relationships of quantities with respect to some data for fundamental quantity scientific. Indispensable to the specification of the laws of mathematics, the laws, physical laws. Suggestion that physical laws themselves stand in need of explanation as functional relationships stand in need of explanation in the light of the ontology of the series in question, ontology of the models in the theory in question. And that informal elucidation of that still occupies a place, and that elucidation of the reasons why laws, the entities in question obey the laws in question to the extent that they do, still occupies a place in theoretical explanation, and the kind of explanations which we put forward involve bringing seeing the functional relationship between quantities with respect to some fundamental quantity as consequences of the model, an intelligible model in which significance of that particular quantity will become apparent. A fundamentally different orientation in the case of Hooker and Graves, and the concentration on the intelligibility question of the provision of coherence. Principle of coherence from the ontology of the theory, and the that in Putnam, for instance, the novelist concentration in the case of objects, see Quine's remarks about objects in mathematical theories has been defined entirely by the laws that they in fact obey. The laws independent means of access to them early, a suggestion that they were their properties, the properties that they had, they were seen as falling out of some foundational system, such as set theory. From the free variable set there, but as a free variable set theory kind of adumbrated by Maybury. Seems very questionable where the appeal to the fundamental nature of so there in this case is made by the very hardline Kantism. Completely uncompromising Platonism. See the remarks of that, which involves, for instance, adducing intuitive reasons why the model in question. That is to say, the cumulative hierarchy. Set, notion of set as element of a collection, an extension, forcing them as the traditional Cantorian conception of the cumulative hierarchy, within which short initial set, similar to which structures such as the continuum are defined. Itself makes appeal to logical considerations of ontology. Compare the, for instance, nominalist orientation of, the point is to make a distinction between Putnam's approach and these methods. Whatever we require to quantify over in order to define functional relationships between the quantities in the formalism of our theory, indispensable to formalism of our theory. See, for instance, the remarks in QGMD, but it's in some sense the possible notions of in this case the three geometries themselves perceived as encoding all the information relative relevant to determining the rational. And to say what? Of real quantities, where these are conceived as the object of dynamical laws. In this case, by a real quantity, the ontology which suggested. To say that the ontology, which first, the logical conception of the ontology as the world which first led us to in the context of which we first recognized, of which dynamical laws which first were explained, gave us some explanation of why the entities of the framework in question obeyed the laws of the framework, and to the extent that they did, because they were a certain kind of thing, this certain kind. This conception of the kind of thing that they were, so it was carried over directly into mathematics, was reflected in the mathematics, in the sense of, of the mathematical system within which, in the fundamental axioms of the mathematics within which the of the system in which the mathematics was developed, relative to which the functional relationships of quantities and formalism were stated. Now the point about the point about compare Wheeler and QGMD is that the perspective of accommodation of just recognition of the possibility of functional abstraction, application of operation, functional abstraction, so as to allow, for instance, relative to higher-order structural structure of relations between us, which we can't possibly any longer ask, intelligibly ask the question, how we are to conceive of the entities between which relations hold on the analogy of the such that it is intelligible to regard such as the qualitative character of these entities as, for instance, either discrete or continuous, or not many. The broad alternatives in terms of the relationship between the principles of appearance and ontology, the kind of ontologizing of the whole reality which is reflected and which is commitment to which is expressed, and which reflects, for instance, the brief as to the adequacy of the categories active in perception, or categories active in conceptualization of this kind, which is going to be immediately grasped without the ontology of these entities, the ontology question can be grasped without recourse to codification over mathematical entities, higher order entities. If you read that back, you may get some feeling for what you were trying to say. This is moving on somewhat. Your own inclination, my own inclination is to say it. For instance, Palmer's remarks about it being impossible to dispense with quantification over high-order entities. justification of the entities. Justification for quantification over. Without it is in fact their instruments for the next formulation of fundamentals of laws. Fires is a piece with his admission of properties into ontology. Properties. Search for an extensional criterion for the identity of properties. Science itself, he passes for a long way to finding us with an extensional criterion, the identity of properties. Remarks at the end of the paper on properties. If the law is one important dimension of scientific activity, but it is also one dimension which particularly is, for instance, suggests a connection between, a continued connection, for instance, between the heuristic, adoption of heuristic framework. Perspective for the development, which plays part in the development of mathematical theory. Justification for this and the nature of research in the foundations of mathematics as indicating the scope of ontology. Is connected with ontologizing the world, Now, connected with the aims of quotation from Hooker. Now, it seems to me that there would be no the kind of direct search for, direct search for, see all explanations from Hooker about ontologizing the world. See also remarks in Graves about a theory at a level which capable of furnishing its initial conditions. Theoretical cosmology has the scope of general resonator. The scope was wonderful. If we regard the search for principle intelligibility, nature of intelligibility, intelligibility in terms of the priority to take the form of recognition of priority, conceptual priority in the description of the world and furnishing a description of the world, conceptual priority in the development of the description of the world, consistent, intelligible, coherent and intelligible description of the world. Two certain categories which are related to categories active and conceptual. Related to categories active in conceptualization, it's traditional metaphysical opposite, opposed metaphysical schemes, metaphysical frameworks as traditionally. For instance, see remarks about categorical frameworks in Kerner and his remarks. This frequency it is, they're not really sure where it's growing. On the other hand, we still owned an account by Putnam of the empirical nature of these empirical foundations in that bag. As soon as we signed, the change of that, for instance, the doctrine in quantum, non-distributive law for disjunction. We focus particularly on disjunction of predicates, disjunction as being more fundamental, as it's in this case, as not allowing us this is important. If we focus on the failure of distributivity in the predicate context, complex predicate, propositional topics, it tends to encourage us to seek solution in terms of conceptual scheme capable of accommodating, rendering intelligible the mathematical forms of elementary particle theories of field theory, various other physical theories. There's also a threat to the notion of individual identity in, for instance, the Gray's remarks about nonlinearity and location in GR. The idea that we might start from a reflection on a kind of threat to the literally past in search for, for instance, completely novel basis for set of axioms in the field of mathematics reflecting this is to get to the relationship between the mathematical formalism and the conceptual scheme wrong, but it's one which we're encouraged to get wrong by certainly the perspective. Come back to the same time, we require a scientific realist account of the mode of existence of mathematical structures. If the mode of existence of mathematical structures, for instance, this is, for instance, Hooker's, Putnam's remarks about the necessity of quantifying over real numbers in the formulation of any fundamental physical law, also any fundamental physical theories. Concentration always here on the level of the law, rather than on the connection between the structure of relationships and quantities in the law in question and putative ontology of the theory, as it encourages us to sort of formulate, say, replacement thesis, at any rate, to believe that there is a qualitative significance. The qualitative structure of level and discussed properties might differ so radically that we should actually want to give up
sense. Consequences to see that remark. But still, it seems to be part of the theory of absolute truth and mutation. See the remarks about DNA, DNA, neck, all the way through. Now, what I wanted to go on to say here, two things first of all. This is now something completely separate topic. Firstly, the nature of the the idea that the nominalist conviction, nominalist must be a materialist, as Putnam says, otherwise those scruples do not seem particularly.
Yes, I'm quite okay, man.
By all you often prompted by desire to accommodate, recognize, accommodate recognition of the significance of a particular form of a functional relationship between parameters, which is regarded as fundamental in the construction of the theory, for instance, which is regarded as fundamental rather to a especially furnishing a perspective for understanding of the theory. The idea that, for instance, space and time points to status in favor of mathematical entities which allow, which the cardinality of which non-straightforwardly is the state in favor of more complex mathematical objects, which allows to build up from a point of view, build up mathematical description, since it is prompted by recognition of the relationship between the parameters. The existing theories see the remarks about non-linear sheaf theory, it's a sort of cloudy formulation of equation of state, non-linear graviton, and twister scheme. The significance of that for our understanding of quantification. But, anyway, the point is that we're led to, we're led to, from Putnam's view, we're led to a deeper understanding. deeper physical laws, to live deeper, deeper physical laws, by means of exploitation of the full resources of the mathematical forms, and certainly not by looking into the mathematics. The idea that we are fundamental entities of the physical theory themselves. Based on the principles of counting. I want to say from my point of view that it does appear that it might not always be so that the case of the physical players has a fundamental thing. On the other hand, imagination or some social discrete power in space times. From the state of relationships between forces, methods, and so on. Compare on the other hand the statement of the relationship between forces, methods, etc. as in the context of again, an absolutely closed system, every state function exercise, but the notion of completely closed systems discussed with Sachs, the other extreme. And the ones for the measure of the on the other hand, compare the works of geosmith with nominalism, where we look for an ontology for the objects, but constructed by mathematical theory. The question is to meet a lot of objects. This is contrast to the still theory of intellectual to the full ontology of the objects. The question of how these objects are related to to the construction, to the way in which we compare the constructions, the functional relationship between the quantities, which are different real quantities. Wolf says these are subject to variation, quantities are the ways in which the real quantities are subject to variation. The basis of a completely closed system suggests perspective. Which cannot, to which it appears that the requirements of mathematics appear to be viewed realistically, say Platonistically in this case, cannot conform. The most we can hope for is the fundamental.